Researchers Uncover Apple iPhone Intrusions in the Wall Street Journal by Robert McMillan. Sophisticated hackers may be attacking Apple Incorporated iPhones by exploiting a previously unknown flaw in the smartphone's email software, according to a digital security company that has investigated the incidents. Attacks on the devices that traditionally enjoy a reputation for safeguarding personal data date back to at least 2 years and would have been virtually undetectable by victims. Zuk Avraham, chief executive of ZecOps Incorporated, the San Francisco cybersecurity company that detected and analyzed the hacks, told the Wall Street Journal. The intrusions are hard to detect because of the sophisticated nature of the attack and Apple's security measures, which sometimes make investigating the devices a challenge, according to ZecOps. Typically, phone hacks require a user to take a specific action to download malware, such as clicking on a message or visiting a website. In this case, hackers found a way to install malicious software without the recipient doing anything. The bug could leave a large number of iPhones open to attack, though researchers say it doesn't appear to have been widely deployed at this point. Hackers would send a specially crafted email message to gain access to the recipient's device, said Mr. Avraham, a well-regarded figure in the community of iPhone security experts. The bug is triggered when the message is downloaded by the iPhone's email reader without further action by the recipient, he said. ZecOps based its analysis on digital clues left after an attack within the iPhone's operating system. The company was able to obtain the malicious code because the emails used to launch the attacks were deleted from victims' devices, Mr. Avraham said. The attack marks the latest setback for iPhone security, which was long considered the gold standard for protection of customer data on smartphones. The iPhone's reputation has suffered over the past year as security researchers uncovered attack tools called exploits that can be used to gain unauthorized access to the iPhone by leveraging bugs in the phone's software. Hackers typically use exploits to install software on the phone that can then download emails, messages, photos, and other sensitive information. Apple appears to have taken steps to fix the flaw. The company has patched the mail bug in a test version of its iPhone operating system, but the fix hasn't yet been widely released through an official iOS update, Mr. Avraham said. The fact that the patch isn't broadly available gives users few options to protect themselves from the attack. Mr. Avraham said he deleted his mail app out of an abundance of caution. But Patrick Wardle, a security researcher at mobile security company Jamf's Software LLC, who has examined SecOps' report on the bug, says he doesn't recommend the practice given that the attack isn't believed to be widespread at present. ZecOps, so far, identified 6 targets for the attacks based on the email vulnerability, whom Mr. Avraham declined to name. The ZecOps evidence of continuing attacks is compelling, although short of being definitive, says Mr. Wardle. But it does show Apple has a serious security issue that needs to be fixed, he said. Since the iPhone's introduction in 2007, Apple spent millions of dollars developing and promoting it as a secure device. Experts such as Mr. Wardle consider it to be the most secure consumer device today. Still on Tuesday, Reston, Virginia-based security firm Volexity Incorporated said that between January and March of this year, hackers placed a new exploit on websites serving China's minority Uyghur community, a group some Western officials say are being persecuted by Beijing, a charge the Chinese government denies. The company fixed that flaw last summer. The data vulnerability Velocity found leveraged a flaw in Apple's browser. For it to work, the user would have to have visited a website controlled by the hackers while using a mobile phone that was running an older version of Apple's operating system, including iOS 12.3, 12.3.1, and 12.3.2 software. Apple patched the flaw in version 12.4. Apple currently has deployed iOS version 13.4.1. On its website, Apple says that about 30% of users aren't using the latest version of its iOS. Many of these users would be vulnerable to this attack, said Stephen Adar, Velocity's founder. An Apple spokesman declined to comment on the Velocity research.